Alles Bier.
Die Parche. Parche in den Zoven. Das ist befeirisch. They're dots. You ever saw the dots? The dots, what are the dots trying to signify? And the stars, Lashem, Lakinev, and Iglos, Lanu, Lubinir, Aroilum, Lassos, and Spodibra, Terazos. So the ancient Gatal would speak about a great way, the Tzirufat Beiris. What is the Tzirufat Beiris? To bridge the past, the present, and the future. We don't live for ourselves. We live to glean from our parents and pass it down to our children. We're not selfish. There's a notion of the Messiah, the tradition. And you shouldn't be Mr. Me. The Rav would speak about a tradition. By definition, a tradition, a heritage means a chain to pass down. Correct? Doesn't mean you live for yourself. And the stress of this is Lanu Ulevanenu Ad Oilem. What's Lanu Ulevanenu Ad Oilem mean? It means not just for us, but it means for our children. You guys follow me? You guys will all get married, Bishem, have kids, to pass down the Messiah, the message. Atziru Fudairis. There's a story told about Rav Diskin. He was a Rav in Europe, and he was very punctual to be at shul all the time on time. And Kol Nidre came, and everyone's waiting for the Rav. Where is he? Where is he? He's so punctual. Everyone's getting nervous. So one of the Baal Batim went to the house, very scared what he would see. He peeks in the window, he sees Rav Diskin learning with his son. And they say to the Rav, where were the key was waiting? He says, I wanted to learn with my son to be able to, that he should remember on Kol Nidre, even though so many things are going on, the most important thing is that I'm teaching him Torah, teaching him how to be a mensch. And this will be a message powerful to the whole Kihuta. And then we're going to come over. And he knew that boy was going to grow up to be Rabbi Shulei Diskin, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. This is this message of the Pasuk in here, that's why, what are dots on it? You know, the dots are in the Torah. The dots are emphasis. To emphasize this concept that we live l'maisa, not for ourselves. We live to pass on the cycle. Now you guys are in a stage of time, and you're building up yourself in order to do that, right? That doesn't show me if you really have kids. And you'll be able to do that. That's a good period you are in your life. But the Rav would talk about many times, that was his major theme in many of his brushes was the cycle. He was very worried when he came over from Europe. He was afraid that the Rebbeim here were not making the figures in Tanakh alive. They were just historical figures, the Avos, the Emos. But we have to make it alive. The Torah, the Kedusha, the Messiah. And that's what it means, this dots. You follow me? Lanu ulevanenu ad oilom. Rashi, if I'm not mistaken, refers to the din of what? Rashi refers to the din of Arvis. Remember the Allah we mentioned of Arvus, Kol Yisrael, Arayim, Zevazeh? Right, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also knows about Lomaisa, what we're thinking, and that Hashem, you know, wants us to make sure we do the mitzvahs. But they say in the name of Chofetz Chaim, he had this different shot. What is that different shot? In the Torah, the din of Lanu Levanecha Adoilu. Even the most critical times in Yom Kippur, learning with this kid, learning with this child, the bracha al-abonim, and we give over the Messiah. I wanted to add on to this with the Reb Moshe. Listen to this. It says in the Pasuk, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yudves, Haidosi Vachem Hayom, Es HaShemayim Esorets, Hachayim Vahamavis, Nasati Lefanecha Abrochim, Vahaklovo. Ubacharta Bachayim, Laman Tichye. You guys listening? Atav Zarech. Laman Tichye Atav Zarech again. Frekter Moshe. The beginning of the Pasuk, Perek Lamed Pasuk Yutes, says, I call the heavens and earth today to bear witness against you. I have placed life and death before you, blessing and curse, and you shall choose life, that you will live, and you and your offspring. It already said that in the beginning of the Pasuk. No? Why does it have to repeat it? You know what the answer is? I want you guys to get it. Zakra Moshe, you live a life. You live a life that is for you and for your what? Choose life that's for you and yours are out. How many stories do we know that there were Yidim that came over? That they what? Quit their jobs every Friday and got fired because they wouldn't work on Shabbos. Yes? Every week they had a new job. Yeah? But you know what? When they came home, they fetched about it. They complained about it. And they said, Shvir to Zayin to be a Yid. Which means what? It's so Shvir to be a Yid, so difficult. And it trickled down on the kids. And the kids went off the derech. They intermarried, Mechal Shabbos. You have to say in Yiddish or in English, it's great to be a Yid. You have to live a life that your kids can see, this is what I want to do. A life of simcha, a life of Torah. You guys all have deal with friends, your mashpia. The excitement of being able to go to do the taisasim this morning. I'm so excited, the taisasim. In the beginning of that phase, I'm off the bottom of Mori. To sit and do the taisasim. It's lavish, we have to mechazik the other guys are not here. We have to get them here, Lamaisa. This is what it means, not just to choose life, but choose a life that your kids are going to want to want, going to want as well. It's not just about your life. You're not a Mr. Me. You're about how you're going to what convey and say over to Messiah and give over to Messiah. You follow what I'm saying? So putting the two psukim together, it's a small parsha. I think there's only 40 psukim in the parsha, no? And then some of them, how many psukim are there? You don't know? You check the end of the parsha. Aren't there 40 in Tzavim and 30 in Vayelech? Right? And two of the 40 psukim stress this notion of Zarecha. Lanu l'lovaneinu. This is the power I want to bring out. Isn't it 40? Oh. So the Meile, I want to say over to you another Chiddush. Another Kiddush, yes? Another Kiddush, it is 40. Been verified by Yosef. Validated. I want to say it over to you another Kiddush about the pasuk of the heart of Achayim. Choose life. Which is a famous halacha, I think the most famous halacha that we have, is Safik D'Oraisa L'Chumra. Is that correct? What's the marker for that cloud? That any suffix derice you have to be machmir. Whether it's an isser or more muted. You can't eat, I don't know if this piece of meat is ham or a OU steak. Can't eat it. I don't know whether this is a kosher esser or not. I better shake another one or not. Suffix derice on isurim, suffix derice on mitzvahs, yes? What's the marker? You know what the Sefer Haredim says? The marker is bacharta bachayim. Choose life. If a person has a medical issue, God forbid, what do? Go to the doctor. If you have a spiritual question, you better be machmir as well. Ubacharta b'chaim, choose life. This is the chiddush that we want to bring out. Okay, this is the chiddush that we want to bring out. So lamaisa, we have to keep this in mind when we that's Sumo is the Rosh Borite, some Raisu, the marker is Hoshub Shavu Yovel Mams of Bakal Hashem, Vadai Mams Rasul Torah, Sovi Mams is Mutum Nateri. That's the Rambam. Rambam says Sovi Grice is Mirais and the Kulim and Rabbanu Kulim. Rosh Borite, it could be every din has a din that when you're a Sufik, you must be Mash. So that's what we want to bring out, this importance, the importance of the Nesayr. The importance of the Nesayr, that we concept of what passing down, that we want, we live in Lamaise, we don't live in our want, we don't live for ourselves. We live the past times. Very, very transformative, because you realize you won't be a Baal Gaiva, and what your life really in essence is all about. You're trying to pass this down. Now, Lamaise, we find this with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the starter of the Nesayr. It says, Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai Mesor Yoshua. Last time I checked, Sinai didn't stretch out its hand and give us the Torah. What do you mean, Torah, Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai? Should say Bisinai, the Rav asked. Shouldn't it say Bisinai? What's the answer? The answer is, the Gemara says in Sota and Hamad Aleph, that Sinai was the smallest mountain. And he learned the message of Anovim. The greatest event that happened in the history of the world, Hashem gave us the Torah. The world was created for the Torah to be given. The smallest mountain that existed was Sinai. The greatest event in history to be given on the smallest mountain, yes, to have the message of humility. That's why it says, Mi Sinai. Not that Sinai stretch out his hand and give the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu got the message of the concept of what? Of Anova. And because of that, he was chosen to be the progenitor of the Torah. Imagine the greatest Navi ever was, ever will be, was the humblest man on the face of the earth. Because that's what made him the greatest Navi. And we know that the Torah is compared to water. And since water flows downward, since water flows downward, the Torah is like water. And therefore you have to be an Anov. And part of your life is realizing I'm not Mr. Me. I'm here to transfer a message, to convey a message. This is part of the link in the Torah. That's what I am. It's not about me. It's about being part of the Messiah. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu understood, and he's the one who started. So I want to close with something about Rosh Hashanah. Okay, and then we got to get going and save it. Because we started 6 minutes late because of the traffic was terrible. Rosh Hashanah got in. And that is that an amazing thing. I want you guys to think about it. What type of chauffeur is kosher? From a ram, from a gazelle. What about a horn from a bull or a cow? It's possible. It's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. The Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Why is it possible? Why is it possible? Because of the Egel Azav. You cannot use a bull or a cow. You have to use a gazelle or a ram. So the Ran has a suffix that the Ramban quotes in Shulchan Aruch. Can I use a horn from a rhinoceros? It's a behemoth tmeah. The Ran has a suffix. The Ramban says in Shulchan Aruch, you should use it if you only shofar without a bracha. Now, normally, we require a kosher animal for what? For Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. The cloth has to become from a behemoth tahira. Moser v'picha. Gemara and Shabbos, dachof chesem and beis. Moser v'picha, something I can eat. What is Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah? Tashmishei Kedusha. Hashem's name is on it. What do you do with Tashmishei Kedusha if it's no longer can be used? You have to bury it in the ground. What is Tashmishei Mitzvah? Shofar, Sitzis, right? Lulav doesn't have Shem Hashem, but it's an article of the Mitzvah. What happens? You can't use it anymore. You can throw it out and put it in the garbage. We don't do it in the covenant. We put it in chains. But it's not Tashmish Kedusha. It doesn't have Shem Hashem written down in the shofar. Why does it require a kosher animal? What's a sad to say? You understand my kasher? What's a sad to say you need a kosher animal? So I want to say like this. Listen to this, guys. The Gemara says the reason why we cannot use a shofar of a cow is in kategor, nasa sanegor. The prosecutor cannot become the defender. Aim kategor nasa sanegor. The defenders, the shofar, it conjures up memories of what? Of the prosecutor. But the Gemara says this klal, the Kohen Gadol can only wear a big day what? Lavan and Yom Kippur wear in the Kodesh Kodesh. He only wears big day lavan, white. He doesn't wear a big day zahav. Why not? Because the big day zahav also conjures up memories of what? The Eagle Azav. You cannot wear that in the Kodesh Kodesh. So the Gemara says this klal of Enkategor Nasasenegor is only said where? Lefanai v'lefnim. Which means what? In the inner sanctum in the Kodesh Kodesh. That's the only time you apply this principle. Yes? So the Gemara asks, the shofar's blown where? It's not blown in the Kodesh Kodesh. It's blown outside all over the planet Earth. So why do we apply the principle? They can't take a necessary. You can't use a bull or a cow.
Because it's a
zifus in there. Exactly. The Gemara says exactly what Ariel said of Chavzayin and Alf. Kilifnim dummy. The shofar puts you in the inter sanctum. It puts you in the Kodesh Kodesh Mamish. When it's blown in shul, you have to think about that. Hashem thinks about the memory. Kizichron dummy. Zifron Gus Kilifnim dummy. Hashem thinks about everyone's lives. The shofar has this magical, unique element that can put you in the inter sanctum. In the Kodesh Kodesh. The Rambam writes it's a spiritual alarm clock, the shofar, to wake you up. So we have to prepare ourselves in these few days now. I think we're almost 4 days. Not yet? Not yet almost. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Monday, those are the 4 days. We're almost there to prepare ourselves for the Yom HaDin. And the shofar has this unique ability. That's why I want to suggest there's a sad to say that it's got to be a kosher animal. Even though it's not safe for Torah to lose it. Even though Hashem's name is not written down. But it puts you in the Kodesh Kodesh with the shofar. The uniqueness of the shofar. Hey, it would be inappropriate for the Behemoth's man. That's why there's a sad to say you need a kosher animal. And we blow without a bracha. It's the only thing you have. So we need the chazer over the snakuda of the uniqueness of the shofar. On Sunday, we're actually going to give a shir on shofar. We'll dedicate Sunday to the mitzvah shofar. Those who are away will be on Zoom. Those who are here will be in person. I have to give a chabur in the koil on Sunday as well. But that's the chiddush, Lamai, so I want to bring out. This is the chiddush we want to say about shofar. Okay, the uniqueness combining with the parsha, we got to start preparing ourselves at this age, guys, of how I can prepare myself when I get married. I have kids, I'm saying I have to get married, but this is where you build yourself up to be able to convey over the Messiah. Okay, let's stop here. Okay, I'm going to.